כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
So this week is Parshas Noach, and we're going to be discussing an interesting sugya today. It is not really nagei halacha lemaisa, but the shiurim I give on the parsha are not geared halacha lemaisa, but rather shashua shel Torah. So the sugya we will be discussing today is Vayikatz Noach miyeinoi v'yeda asher osu loi b'noi hakoton, and then Noach curses Kenan, Arur Kenan, eved avodem le'echav. How did Noach know that it was his youngest son? Yerech was intoxicated. He was drunk. So how did he know? Targum Yonasan ben Aziel says, he dreamed, and he relied on his dream. Then at Seven Hamikdavah says, Ruach HaKodesh. And this will be our topic today. Is there halachic relevance in what one dreams? Could one rely on dreams? Do they have any significance and reliability regarding halacha? And the same regarding Ruach HaKodesh. There are two sugyas in Shas which deal with the halachic relevance of dreams. Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Umed Aleph. Hoyo Mitztayer Al Moshe Shaniach Loyovev. A person knew that his father left money, but he doesn't know where his father put the money because 2,000 years ago there were no banks. Ksof Amein Lem Shmirei Lebekarka. And the son knew there must be money. My father was well to do. Where is that money? And then his father comes to him in a dream and he tells me, the money is there, the money is here. Break the wall. Dig under my bed. You'll find money. But I want you to know that money is Hegdish. That money is Maser Sheini. So you can't really touch it. The Gemara says, Divrei Chalomis lo Malam v'lo Meridin. He digs, he finds. He actually finds the money. But he can take it for himself. Because what his father said, it's Hegdish, it's Maser Sheini, has no halachic significance. And that's a gevaldike chiddush, because the first part of the dream proved to be true. He did find the money exactly where his father told him the money will be. And nevertheless, he does not need to be choishish that it's Hegdish or Maser Sheini. And the lashon of the Gemara is, Chaloimis shavi yedaberu, divrei chaloimis, lo marin velo moridim. There's another sugi in Adorm Dav Chesamid Aleph, Chesamid Beis, Nidu B'chaloyim. If a person dreamed that he was put into Cherem, into Nidui, he needs to be Noiheg Nidui. And the question is, are Chaloyimis reliable or not? Do they have halachic relevance or not? There seems to be a contradiction. Three Tirutzim. And whenever I say three Tirutzim, the most important one is number three, as you know. Shuvas at Tashbetz, Chelik Beisim Akuf Chavches, the Tashbet says, Echalayim is a Sofik. And therefore, when we deal with Mominus, Sofik Momin Akula. Chimachaya Mugzak. Isurim Sveket Isur Al Chumra. Nidui is an Indian of Issa Veheter. That's why Tzorech Lachshoish Li Nidui. But in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, we're dealing with monetary issues. It's about money. And therefore, Sofik Momin Akula. I don't understand the Tashbetz. Hegdish is not only about money, it's about Me'ila Begdish, that's Isurim. So even if regarding Hegdish we would say, but essentially, fundamentally it's about money, whose is this money? And that's actually a big discussion in the Ran, in Adorim Daf Ches. But it is only in the She'iltas that the Loshon is Hegdish. In the Gemara, in Bavli, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, it's Maser Sheini. Maser Sheini, according to the Chumim, is Momen Hedyet. So it's not a question of Momenus at all. Even if it's Maser Sheini, it's our money. We just need to take that money and eat it in Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's a Sveiket Yisura, not a Sveiket Memoina. The eldest son of the Noida Behuda, Memala Makoyim Avoisov, he's one of the Gedoliyos of Shalas Tshuvas, Shivas Tzion Reb Shmuel Ando Semenun Beis, he says, it is only by Nidui that we need to be choishish, because that's a sekonis nafoshes, chamira sekamte me yisura. This teretz is also questionable. The Gemara does not seem to maintain it's only because of the sekona, tzorech linag Nidui, but rather it has a din of Nidui. The same Gemara discusses nodar b'chaloyim, if a person made a nedar b'chaloyim. And the second reason I disagree, both with the Tashbetz and with the Shiva Sion, is Loshon HaGemara, Divrei Chaloimes Lo Ma'alin V'Lo Moridim. And Chazal quote the Pasuk, Chaloimes Shav Yedabeiru. So, in Brochas Chazal quote that Pasuk. So, if Divrei Chaloimes Lo Ma'alin V'Lo Moridim, that's mashma, they have no significance. Hu Emes Yored Arakoy. The third Teretz is Chidush Aran. And the Ran was one of the great Rishonim. The Ran says, we're dealing with two different issues, fundamentally different. Information that we achieve through dreams has no relevance. Data has no halachic bearing. But there is, in Yonim Zguliyim, in dreams, a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to people in their dreams. And that is why, Nidui B'chaloyim, yes, we need to be Choshish. I just want to revive your memory. There's a concept of Tanis Chaloyim. If a person had a bad dream, according to Chazal, he should fast. And he should fast even Shabbos. So, when we're dealing with the Nyonim Zguliyim, Chaloyimis have significance. There's an entire Perek in Brochas, Perek HaRoya, about different dreams. There are good dreams, there are bad dreams. Halacha l'maisa, today we don't fast Tanis Chaloyim. In every siddur there's Hatovas Chaloyim, and in many kehilas by Berachas Kehanim Yomtev there's a special tefillah Latovas Chaloyim. But after all, there's an entire Perek in Masechet Brachos, good dreams and bad dreams. So Divrei Chaloyim is lo ma'alin v'lo meridin, is according to the Ran, information is not relevant. But there is significance in the realm of Zgula, and therefore Nidui B'chalom is valid. Two sources of Shas we find that Gedolei Atanom were reprimanded in their dreams, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Musa. Gittin Daf Nun Beis, Rav Meir gave a psak regarding Dine Apotropos, and then he dreamed, Ani Laharois V'Atu Livnois. After Piken Rav Meir said Divrei Chaloyim is lo malin v'lo moridin, but there's another Gemara, Hori Yisud Gimel Amid Beis, and Rav Meir's friend felt differently. That's one of the unbelievable stories that we find in Chazal about the Nesios of Rabban Gamliel. Rav Meir and Rav Nelson both were, in a way, somewhat different, disrespectful. And they dreamed that they went astray. Rav Meir didn't care about the dream. Divrei Chaloyim is lo ma'alin v'lo meridin. And Rav Nelson went to apologize before Rabban Gamliel because he was afraid of that dream. So we find different attitudes amongst the Tanuim. When one dreams Divrei Musar, does that really have meaning and significance? Now I want to share with you 10 different sources. Halacha that are nizgala b'chaloyim, does that have significance? Not information, not data, not just what happened, what didn't happen, but halachas. 10 different sources. Rosh, Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Simen Mem Aleph. There was a big argument among Balei Tosis regarding a fish named Barbuta, some sea creature. Is it a kosher fish or not? Are the scales really scales? Is it a dag shesh bo kaskasim? Rabbeinu Ephraim was matio, and he was lenient, and then he dreamed that he was machal shkotzim bi Yisroel, and he retracted. After the dream, he retracted. Chuvis noy de biyuda, madura tenyon radeh simen lamed, he asked, why did he retract? Toyre loy bishumayim. What does a dream mean? Divrei Chaloyim is lo ma'alin v'lo moridin. We remember the story in Bava Metzia Nuntes. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua shenachlaku betana shel Achanoi. Baskol min haShemayim says Alocha ke Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua says Toyre loy bishemayim kvanit mesinai. But maybe it is only there because Achrei Rabim lahatois, and the majority of the Chachamim were on Rabbi Yeshua's side. So when a Baskol goes against the halacha, against a pasuk against the clear halacha, achre rabim lahatois, the majority has the power to override the minority. Maybe it is only there that Torah lo bishamayim. Then the Yehuda says, Rabbeinu Ephraim Chozabai la'atzmai. He saw in this dream that he needs to be machmir, but he did not retract his psak that he paskened l'rabim. That is against Pashtus HaMashmos in the Rosh in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Chuvas Radbaz, Beis Alofim, Reish Pei Vav. The Radbaz wanted to be matir to take Tefillah Rabbeinu Tam and turn them into Tefillah Rashi, because the halacha is kerashi and therefore it's malan b'kodesh. And then he dreamed that that psak is a mistake. He retracted. Two shachs and hilchas shchiras poyalim. Shach choshem mishpot. Shin lamed gimel, siv kot mechofei. Regarding the halacha, a malamed artike. Part of the semester he was ill and he couldn't teach. Does he get full compensation or not? That's a machlokes, the Gemara machlokes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Meir, Mebarei Tosfos, dreamed that he does not deserve full compensation. And the Shach argues, Divrei Chaloimes Lo Malen Velo Moridim, against one of the Rishonim. And we find that again, Shin Lamed Gimel, no, Shin Lamed Vav, Siv Koten Beis, regarding another Elohan Schiris Poyalim. A mazik could pay in money or in shvei kesef, shatel, whatever you wishes. But for a worker, you need to pay in money. You need to pay in money. You can't give him anything else. A worker deserves to get his compensation in money. So one of the Rishonim brought in the Mordechai Masechet Bava Kama. But if the worker is working with foodstuffs, you could pay him with that same food which he works with. Shach rejects that psak in Shin Lamed Vav, because that is a fact that the Mordechai brings one of the Rishonim dreamed, and once again the Shach says, Divrei Chaloimes, Lo Malin, Lo Moridim. It was just Sukkos. The Gemara says we do Nanuim with the Lulav, but the Gemara doesn't say when you do Nanuim, you do it with the Esreg as well. That's nowhere in the Gemara. But it is in the Shulchan Aruch, Toflish Nun Aleph Siv Tet. What is the source? How do we know that we do Nanuim with the Esreg together with the Lulav? Rekanati in a dream, quoted in the Bis Yosef, also quoted by the Tarsif called New Dalat Simitov Reish Nun Aleph. So this is Alocha Kol Beis Yisrael is Noyeg, and one of the Rishonim was one of the great Mikuborim, the Rekanati Nizgaleloi Bachaloim, and that is an interesting source. One of the most amazing sources is the introduction to the Sefer Or Zarua. The Or Zarua was one of the great Rishonim living 750 years ago. Why did he call his Sefer Or Zarua? Well, first of all, it's a beautiful name. Or Zarua Tzadik Uli Yishlev Simcha. But in the introduction, he writes an amazing reason. I add a suffix, how do you write the name Akiva in a get? With an aleph or a hey at the end of the name Akiva. And then I dreamed the posek Or Zarua LaTzadik Ule Yishrelev Simcho Sof Teves Akiva. Or Zarua LaTzadik Ule Yishrelev Simcho is Sof Teves R for Rebbe, and then the five other words, Sof Teves Akiva. And that is why he paskened Akiva should be written with a hey, and because of that amazing dream he called the Sefer Or Zarua. So this is amazing. He paskened in Shemus Anoshim based on a dream. So the Or Zarua in his introduction writes, Heruli Men Hashemayim. He doesn't say it was a dream. But the Turei Zov in Samek Kuf Chof Tes Evan Ezer Shemus Anoshim writes, it was a dream. Sefer Mrs. Godel Smag, in the introduction to the Lotasa, he writes, after he completed his work on the Tanyag Mitzvahs, he had a dream that he omitted a lav. And he changed his writings, and he put that lav in because of the dream. And that is the lav of Hishom Elecho, Pen Tishkach Esedvorim Asher Ro'u Einechem. So this doesn't really have enough Kamina Alocha Lamaisa, because there's no real nafka min halacha lemaisa, whether it's in the minyan of Tariag or not. But nevertheless, it's a fascinating source. Next source is unique because it's an achroin, and all the previous sources I quoted are from the great Rishonim. Maharal Tzuntz was one of the greatest gedolim in Poland 200 years ago. He wrote many svarim. Sharas Hetshuvos Meshivas Nefesh Tchonas Agunos Lamedei. There's a psak that Maharal Tzuntz is a matter and aguna based on simonim shitgalulo min hashamayim. So this is not really a psak. Rather, it should go back to the first comments I made in today's shiur. Information that we got in a dream. But this is information that bears directly on a heter of an aguna, and the Maharal Tzuntz relies on that dream, which is a fascinating source. Number 9, Sharas Hetshuvos Min HaShamayim. This is an amazing sefer. One of the Baalei HaTosfos, Rabbi Yaakov was his name, Mimaravish, I don't know exactly how you pronounce that word, it's either in German or in French, I don't know. He asked questions from the heavens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded in his dreams. I don't know exactly the methodology, but some Achroinim, including the Chido, describe how is that performed, Shalas Chaloyim. So this is Shilas that he asked in Aloch HaLamaisa, and he got Shuvas. How relevant is this Sefer? Well, not many poets can quote him, but the Radbaz does. Three different sources, Chelek Alav Semen Yud, Shuvas Radbaz, Chelek Beis, Semen Shin Mem, Semen Tov Kuf Lamed Beis. My feeling is, Shilas Chalom is different. There's a method. And if you're not ra'ui, you won't get a response. I never ask questions in my dreams, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never respond to whatever I ask in my dreams. So this is totally in the realm of mysticism, of Kabbalah. But my feeling is, when you ask a Shalas Chalom and you get a response, it's different than all the previous sources in which there was no initiative from the Gadol. Rather, he gave a psak and then the next night he had a dream. We'll just end off with Tshuvas Mahari Asad, or Rechaim Simreish Chof. Mahari Asad says, there's a difference between a simpleton and a normal Jew that dreams. Then we say, it means nothing. But the Gedolim saw that bear the responsibility for the generation and their psukim affect the lives of their generation and all the generations to come. They have revelations in their dreams, and they are the only ones that know to evaluate the significance of their dreams. So the Gemara Sanhedrin deals with Ploini and Almoini, Yaakov or Moshe or Pinchas or Tanchum or whoever he is. It is different when Gedolei Yisrael have revelations in their dreams. So in many sforim we find dreams in Lamdas, Kashas and Tirutzim. That is very common. The Tzadok HaKohen wrote an entire Sefer Divrei Chalomis, Divrei Torah that he dreamed. In Musa and Chassidus, Rabbi Meir Simcha and Meshe Chochme shares his dreams with us. The Shoyle Meshev shares with us Svoras and Chidush Elocha that he dreamed up while he was sleeping. Even in the Taz, twice we find Divrei Torah that the Taz dreamed. Tov Kuf Pehei, Helcha Shoifo, Choshe Mishpot Peches, Yad Ephraim, Tov Reish Tzadikei, Rabbi Ephraim Zalmagura share with us a pshat that he was Mechadish in his dream and Chai Venish Levizuma Adela Yoda. That is very common. Gedolei Yisrael that learn all day and they think of learning all day, why wouldn't they dream Divrei Torah? But that has nothing to do with the fundamental discussion we had today. And we come back to the Pasuk. So Noach dreamed that Canaan is the culprit, and he curses Canaan. Orer Canaan, Evad Avodim Yalachov. So I don't really think we could have Kashas and Noach, the giants of the very first generations of Bnei Yisraelim. They had a direct relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was different. That was for Matan Torah. But nevertheless, you know, we use some of the sugyas and Parshas Bereishis just as a springboard for discussion. So let's go over to Ruach HaKodesh. So the Nesiv says that Noach knew Ruach HaKodesh. Can one rely on Ruach HaKodesh? Torah lo bishumayim. But I said before, maybe that is only because it went against Rabbi Shua and the majority of Chachamim. The Ravid in a few different places writes halachas that he achieved with Ruach HaKodesh. Perek Ches Hilchasor of Halacha Hei, the Rambam paskens Chodosh Shenikdam Kosher, and the Rav says, Kvar Hufia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Medrushenu Lefnei Kame Shonim, Chodosh Shenikdam Posu. Tzemachloikis, does the Ravid really mean Ruach HaKodesh, or is that just a poetical expression? Maharibal, Shuvas Maharib Ben Lev, Chele Gimel Tzemakuf Tesayin says, Ruach HaKodesh means Ruach HaKodesh. Maram Ben Chaviv, Kapois Tumorim, Sukkot Aflamet Bey says, no. The Ravid just means, he was Zoycha Lachavan Lamita Shel Torah, divine inspiration, siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives for Chach Mi'Yisrael. It's just a malitza ba'almi. Doesn't really mean Ruach HaKodesh because Torah lo b'shamayim. And the Maram ben Chaviv l'shitoso in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim Sumen Ayin Hey, in which he writes Ruach HaKodesh has no significance in halacha. But there are other sources as well. Chsam Sofer Rosh Chodesh or Chaim Chuvis is somewhat of a compromise between the approach of the Kapis Morim and the Maribal. Maribal says Ruach HaKodesh means Ruach HaKodesh, and Kapis Morim says it's a Malitza. The Chasam Sofer writes that Gedoli Yisrael sometimes, by divine inspiration, have this Hakora, this awareness, this feeling that yes, we were Zoycha Lachavan Lamita Shel Torah Beha'ora Mele'elo, with a special Siyata Vishmaya, and that's what the Ravid means. Based up here, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav, Halacha Yudalad, the Rambam paskens Kedushas Amigdash Loi Botlo, and that is why, according to the Rambam, Makriven Afor Pishayim Bayis. And this Rambam caused Klal Yisrael many times throughout the Golos to initiate, to try. Maybe we should be Machadish Korban Pesach, other Karbonis. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, Kvar niglo besoid Hashem li yarev, that there is no kedushas amigdash bezman hazeh, va'anichnas lemigdash einoi chayev koreis. The Radbaz has an interesting comment. The Radbaz on the spot writes, I don't question the Ravid. He definitely is soid Hashem li yarev, but Torah Rabbi Shemayim, I wouldn't rely on the Ravid to go into the base of Migdash. I wouldn't take the chance. And he quotes the Lashon of Rabbi Shua and Bava Metzia, Torah Loi B'Shomayimi. Number 3, Hilchas Tumas Mishkav, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. It's a lengthy Ravid, not typical. And at the end the Ravid writes, Boruch Hashem Asher Gila Soida Liyarayev, Yitzpoin Toshiyu Liyeshorim. Once again the Ravid writes, Soid Hashem Liyarayev. And in these two additional sources, which he says, we could also deal with the question, is it a melitza ba'alma, or does he actually mean Ruach HaKodesh? So we could bring many more sources. Yoinis and Benazil writes, in the parsha of Egla Arifa, V'nekapir lehem hadam, by the Egla Arifa, a stream of worms went from the Egla Arifa, and that is how they knew that the Ritzach is the one that bears responsibility. Yodov Domim Milau. By the Manu we find that Moshe Rabbeinu knew according to how much portions of man each family got. Ben Shivul Achrin, Ben Teshul Rishon. Is this the child, the son of Pliny or the son of Almaini? So these sources go into the broader context of Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. So I find this to be an interesting discussion. Tam Veloni Shlam. So this week we read Parshas Noach. Noach is tzadik tolam hoya b'deroisav. We all remember Rashi, yesh doshon l'shevach v'yesh doshon l'gnai, yesh doshon l'shevach, ilo hoya b'deroisav tzadikim, hoya tzadik b'yoisav, v'yesh doshon l'gnai, ilo hoya b'deroisav avraham roi hoya nechshav l'klom. And I always ask two different questions. Im efshar l'drosh l'shevach, lama l'drosh l'gnai? We're supposed to have an ayin toivo. If you could be positive, why be negative? And the other question is, those that praised Noach said, Ilu hoyu bedoiro yishol tzadikim. Those that degraded Noach specify bedoiro yishol Avraham. And why is that? Libi yoimeli, hadoshen legnai, don't disagree with the doshen leshevach. Everybody agrees that Noach was an unbelievable tzadik. However, Noach was found lacking in one specific area and aspect. What is the difference between Avraham and Noach? Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I am going to destroy a city. And Avraham is taken aback. Which city? Yerushalayim, New York. Where's that city? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it's Zdoim. It's a city with terrible residents. Reshoim gemurim, anshei zdoim, reshoim, roim, v'chatoim. How does Avraham Avinu respond? Go ahead, they deserve it. No. He davens, he pleads, he begs, he cries. Ura yeshem chamishem tzadikim, arboim tzadikim, shloshem tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Noach, it's not a city that I am going to destroy. I'm going to destroy the world. And the only ones to be spared are you and your family. How does Noach respond? Noach asks, so what am I supposed to do? Build an ark, build a tev. And he goes ahead, he starts building. Doesn't even occur to him to daven, to pray, to plead, to beg, to cry. Ilu hoyu bedoiro shel Avraham, loy hoyu nechshav leklem. No doubt that he was a huge tzaddik, tzaddik tomem hoyo b'deroisav. But compared to Avraham Avinu, he is found lacking. And that is based on the Zohar HaKadosh. This week's Haftorah from the Novi Yeshayahu, the Maftir, the Haftorah refers to the Mabul as Mei Noach. And the Zohar says, why Mei Noach? Because Noach bears responsibility. Maybe he could have prevented the Mabul if he would daven. And he did not. And that is why it's Mei Noach. So Rabbeinu Mepeshuscho, the Kotzke Rebbe, one of the Polish tzaddikim, said that Noach was a tzaddik in a fur coat. What does he mean? When it's freezing cold outside, there are two ways to be comfortable inside. You could put more wood into the fireplace, turn up the heat, or you could wear a big fur coat. The difference is, if you wear a fur coat, you cared for yourself. What about all the others? They're still freezing cold. Not everybody has a big fur coat. Noach was a tzaddik in pelts, a tzaddik in a fur coat. Yeah, he cared for himself, his wife, his sons, his daughters-in-law. But what about all the others? Generations pass, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu the same proposition he gave Noach. Achaleim, I will destroy all the Jews. Let's start anew with you and your family. How does Moshe Rabbeinu respond? Oh, even more vigorously than Avraham Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no way, I'm not part of this. Mecheini no mesifrach hasheko safto. That is the way Moshe Rabbeinu responds. The Ri HaKadosh in Shara Gilgulim says that Moshe Rabbeinu is a nitzitz of Noach, a nitzitz of his neshama, a gilgul. And Moshe was metaken the b'gam of Noach. Mecheini is letters mei Noach. Mem and Yud, outer letters, nun ches. Mecheini nun esifrach was mei Noach, and that was the tikkun of the b'gam of Noach. Noach didn't daven for others. And this is something we need to understand. We're not here for our own sake, not in Gashmias and not in Rochnias either. We're here for each other. We're here to care for others. Rabbi Tzila Volozhiner writes in the introduction to Nefesh HaChaim that his great father used to give him Musa. You don't care enough for others. And this is a testament to Rabbi Tzila Tzidkus that he shares this with us. I'm sure he cared for others. He did a lot of chesed, but he didn't live up to his great father's expectations. We're not here for our own sake. We're here to care for each other. Kulonu bnei ish echod nachmu. Not only materially, but spiritually as well. Ish esreyehu yazeru ule'ochev yoyim achasak. We should daven for each other. For health, for shefa, for panosa, for yirushamayim. We're here to care for each other. And in that area, yesh doshim leginai ilohoyo bedoro shel Avraham. Moshe Rabbeinu is our ultimate teacher. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Mecheni nu mesifrecho," and that was the tikkun of Mei Noach. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good gebenstior.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111